I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, I handled something really regrettable over the weekend. I'm so embarrassed to even say it, but I got to get word to this kid. You guys, all right, I am not making excuses. I just want to give a little bit of insight of where my head is at these days, okay? I am really not myself right now. I'm a little bit madder and a little bit sadder than I usually am. So I've been handling things from time to time, not like normal Bert does.
Would you say you have a short fuse?
I would say I have a short fuse right now.
Okay.
I'm just not handling things real well. And at some point or another, I'll give you guys the insight on why, but the timing's not right for that right now. Either way, I'm walking around a little bit on the tense side, and I'm forcing down a lot of emotion, so I'm not myself. That's not an excuse. I shouldn't have handled this the way I did.
Sure,
I'm really embarrassed.
Sure sounds like an excuse.
Dude, I'm really, really embarrassed. No, I'm serious. So the second thing before I get into it also is, you know what I hate? I hate the parents of kids that are playing sports that either yell at refs or yell at kids. I have seen 100 different soccer games in my life and baseball games with my own kids, and I'm always the one that is silent. Always, and I'm always judging those parents.
Well, it's one thing to cheer for your kid. It's another thing to cheer against another kid or to, you know, cause a bunch of friction with the refs or the umpires.
Right. So I'm at Hollis's game, his soccer game, on Saturday. And first of all, the refs sucked. But normally I don't say anything, but I might have yelled at the ref a couple of different times.
Okay,
they're not getting paid a lot of money to do that. That's not even my apology. But I am sorry to whoever you are.
Can we get an example? Can we get a quick dramatic reenactment of what you might have yelled at one of the refs?
Oh, I think it was just like, come on again? Seriously? Are you not watching what's happening? All right, and I am never that guy. And every time I did it, I beat myself up, but then I would do it again. Look, Hollis was getting beat up so badly in this soccer game on Saturday, and I know it's part of the game, and those that don't know soccer, it is more physical than you can possibly know, man. Sure. I mean, people are throwing shoulders into each other and elbows. It is just part of the game. But on this particular day, again, I am not myself. So I'm watching my kid get pummeled a couple of different times.
And you're like, where's the red card?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking, actually, right? But it wasn't just one kid. And to be totally honest with you, Hollis has learned the art of flopping.
There's a lot of that in soccer.
Yes. So he goes down a little bit more than your average soccer player. Either way, so he's fighting with one kid over a ball, and this kid obviously tackles Hollis in an inappropriate way, and the kid gets a yellow card, and Hollis is still on the ground, but he gets up, and that's when I start yelling at the ref, like, now I'm getting pissed. Now I'm really pissed, because now it's my kid. Happens again a second time, right? And the kid on the other team, I think, gets a yellow card, and then Hollis got nasty, and he got himself a yellow card. And then it happened again. Some kid, like, either elbowed or he didn't do anything inappropriate. That's not done on a soccer field. So either way, Hollis goes down, and this kid gets a yellow card also. He's 16 years old, max. Okay? So in soccer, when they're this young, when they get a yellow card, they have to come off the field for a couple of minutes. Okay? So on this field, when the kid got the yellow, he has to walk by all of the parents in order to get to his side of the bench. So this kid that just fouled my kid comes off the field and is walking in front of the parents. And I say to him as he's walking by me,
"Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Are you going to play soccer today or are you just going to be a punk all day?" To a 16-year-old kid.
Oh, no.
You called him a punk?
The hell.
Okay, boomer.
The hell. He looked back at me like he didn't know where it came from, but he looked back at me and we made eye contact and he looked at me just with the most deservingly pathetic eyes. Like, really? It was just like, really? And he said something, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know what he said, but I shoot him away. And he goes to the other side. And there I am standing with my pride in my hand going, oh, my God, I just like yelled at a 16-year-old kid, feeling really bad about it. So I had a decision to make at the end of the match. And I am wrestling with myself. I can do one of two things at the end of the match. Is walk across the field and apologize to the kid.
Which you should do.
Which, yes. And the second thing is, maybe I should just leave early so I'm not confronted. So I'm not confronted by his parents or the coach.
Uh-huh.
So I left.
Did you scream, "Do you feel lucky, Pop?" at the window at him while you peeled out?
So I left early because I didn't want to get chewed out in front of my kid who's probably going to be walking off the field at the same time. So this is what I would like you guys to do. His number is number 15. He plays for Concord North. If you are a parent of anybody that plays on that team and knows this kid, will you tell him I am a D-bag, that I was totally inappropriate, I lost it. Tell him that sometimes parents get emotional and they say things they don't mean also. I was really an idiot and I feel really, really bad about it.
I think that's commendable for you to come on air and take accountability and issue a public apology to the 16-year-old you berated as he walked off the field to go back to his team.
Sorry. That adult, that parent.
The 16-year-old you berated and then ran away from.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yep.
Get it? The Bert Show.